对约翰说，看你的母亲，到底要看母亲的什么呢？
Jesus said to John, behold your mother. What was Jesus want John to see in this mother?
当耶稣基督在十字架上快要成就神的托付的时候，他对使徒约翰说，看你的母亲。
When Jesus was on the cross and he is about to accomplish his mission, he told John to look at this your mother.
我不知道你有没有仔细观想过你的母亲。
I don't know whether you have looked
at your mother. 可能你根本不想看。
Maybe you didn't want to look at.
但是母亲总在看你。
But your mom is always looking at you.
从你出生的时候开始。
Ever since the day you were born.
那么他就天天看着你。
She is watching you every day.
时时看着你。
Every minute.
看你吃饭。
What you eat.
看你走路，看你玩耍。
Watch you walk and watch you play.
看你一天天的成长。
Watch you grow every day.
从前面看你。
Watch you from the front.
啊，从旁边看你。
Watch you from the side.
直到有一天，他只能够从后面看着你。
Until one day she can only watch you from the front.
你走了。
You left.
或许连头也不回的就这样走了。
Maybe you never turn around and look at her and you left.
主在十字架上，他说：“看啊，你的母亲。”
When Jesus said, on the cross to John, said, "Behold your mother."
乃是看这一位背负神，神圣使命的母亲。
He wants John to see this mother that carrying the divine mission from God.
当然，耶稣说这话是指着他的母亲说的。
When Jesus said this, he's pointing to his own mother.
当初神拣选玛利亚来怀耶稣的时候。
When God chosen Mary to carry this divine to carry Jesus.
玛利亚说了这样一句很宝贵的话。
Mary said something very precious.
她说：“我是主的使女，情愿照主的话来成就。”
I am a bond slave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.
从那时候开始，我们看到玛利亚就不断的把神的话就放在她的心里，昼夜思想如何能够成就神在她身上的托付。
Since that time, we see that Mary kept God's word in her heart, day and night, thinking about how to accomplish this mission that God gave her.
为了这个使命。他经历了无数的艰难困苦，谦卑忍辱负重。
Because of this mission, he experienced many sufferings. He humbled, humiliated, gave up everything.
他付上一切的代价，为了要把孩子抚养成长。
He gave up everything to raise this child.
直到耶稣他满三十岁正式出来传道的时候。
Until Jesus was 30 years old and he came out for his ministry.
在耶稣三年半传道生涯中，一直到他被钉死。
During his three and a half years ministry, all the way to when he was crucified.
在玛利亚的心中，他依然是那样的尊重，那样的顺服耶稣的属灵权柄。
In Mary's heart, she always respected and submitted to Jesus' spiritual authority.
耶稣对约翰说：“看啊，你的母亲。”
Jesus.Said to John, "Behold your mother."
这一位背负使命的母亲。
It is a mother with a mission from God.
那第二点呢，就是看这位受苦受难的母亲。
The second is to look at this mother who suffered so much.
耶稣对约翰说：“看你的母亲的时候，到底是要看母亲的什么呢？”
When Jesus said to John, "Behold your mother," what was Jesus want John to see?
耶稣在十字架上，他看到母亲玛利亚，她是一个受苦的母亲。
When Jesus saw from the cross at Mary, he saw a mother that suffered a lot.
她受生产之苦，她也受养育之苦。
He suffered the birth and went through a lot of sufferings to raise Jesus.
她更是受到被误解、被羞辱之苦。
He suffered being misunderstood and suffered.
他的母亲所受的苦有多大有多深，不能够用言语来形容。
How much Mary suffered is beyond description.
母亲一生千辛万苦抚育我们长大成人。
Our mothers suffered through many hardships to raise us to be grown up.
换来满头的白发，满脸的皱纹。
At the end, what she got was a head full of white hair, a face full of wrinkles.
甚至为我们辛劳到满身是病。
Most of the time, her body is full of pain because of the suffering.
这是为什么？这就是母爱。
What is this? This is the love of a mother.
母亲甘心乐意为我们受苦，牺牲她自己。
A mother is willing to sacrifice everything for us.
她不计代价为我们付出一切。
She suffered everything and gave up everything for us.
我要请大家再读一段经文，在以弗所书六章一到四节。
I want to read Ephesians chapter 6:1-4.
我们先读中文，等一下再读英文。
We'll read in Chinese.
请你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，吊着儿女的气，只要照着主的应许、教训和警戒来养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24, this is a read together. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. A person who can understand the hardship that the mother went through and show gratitude and honor his mom is pleasing to God.
也是神特别应许要赐福的人。
God also promised to bless that person.
在十诫中的第五诫就是特别要我们遵守孝敬父母。
The first commandment in the Ten Commandments is to honor your father and mother.
甚至神应许我们孝敬父母的人可以主享长寿。
And God promised that whoever honors the father and mother will be blessed with long life.
可见神是多么的看重孝道。
It shows how much God valued honoring your parents.
如果我们不懂得孝顺看得见的父母，那就更不用说怎么样去听从为看不见的神。
If we cannot honor the parents that we can see, then how can we honor the heavenly Father that we cannot see?
有一个很感人的故事是发生在第二次世界大战的时候。
There's a very touching story happened in the Second World War in a concentration camp.
在一个集中营的里边，有一个母亲带着两个小孩被关在里边。
In that concentration camp, a mother with two children.
有一次他们在分发粮食馒头的时候。
There's a one time they are passing out buns as the meal.
大家争先恐后在那边抢夺那些馒头。
Everybody fighting to get the buns for food.
结果有两个馒头是没有人抢、没有人要的。
The two buns that nobody wants.
因为是掉在一个粪便上面。
Those two ones fell on the dumps, the animals are easy.
这个母亲她就把那两个馒头从粪便上面捡起来。
This mom picked up these two buns from the ground.
她就把那个皮剥了。
She peeled off the skins of the buns.
里面是干净的，她就给了她的孩子吃。
Inside the buns were clean, so she gave it to her two children to eat.
那这个母亲她转过头来。
This mom turned around.
就把那个皮她自己给吃了。
She ate the skin.
这是母亲。
This is what the mother would do.
母亲是为孩子生存。
The mom survived to keep the children.
母亲的爱好伟大。
How great is the love of mom?
第三点，看这位坚强忍耐的母亲。
Third, look at the persevering and long suffering of the mother.
耶稣对约翰说：“看看你的母亲。”
Jesus said to John, "Behold your mother."
耶稣的母亲是十分坚强忍耐。
Jesus' mom is very persevering and long suffering.
他的母亲从来没有抱怨过他的辛苦。
Mary never complained about her the hardships that she went through.
因为是耶稣在布道在传福音的时候，他的母亲跟他的弟弟来到他的群众当中来找耶稣。
Once when Jesus was preaching, his mother and his brothers came and found him.
那有人就对耶稣说：“看哪，你的母亲来找你了。”
So people told Jesus, "Hey, look, your mother is here to find you."
耶稣那时候说：“谁是我的母亲呢？”
Jesus said, "Who is my mother?"
好像耶稣不理睬他的母亲一样。
It sounded like Jesus did not care for his mother.
其实不是，因为耶稣他有自己的使命。
It is not so. Jesus knew his own mission.
他说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄啊？”
He said, "Who is my mother and who is my brother?"
凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄啊。
Well, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sisters and mother.
母亲的使命不但是养育儿女。
The mission of a mother is not only to raise the children.
更是要帮助儿女来完成神所托付给他的使命。
It's also to help the children to accomplish the mission given from God.
母亲为了孩子的前途，她不论如何都要咬紧牙关，受尽各样的苦。
A mother, for the sake of the children's future, doesn't matter what happens, she'll bite the bullet.
无论如何，她都要坚强忍耐地站起来。
She will be strong for the kids.
在刚刚我们所读的经文，约翰十九章的里面，有多少个女人呢？
In John chapter 19, the verse we just read, how many women were there?
那你说有耶稣的母亲，还有他母亲的姐妹。
It says there was Jesus' mother and his mother's sister.
还有一个名叫格罗巴的他的妻子也叫玛利亚，和摩大拉的玛利亚。
There's Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
似乎有好多玛利亚。
It seems that there's so many Mary.
这些玛利亚名叫玛利亚的好像都很伟大。
These women named Mary seems that they are also strong.
这几个妇女在一起就成为一个很强的一个团队。
These women come together and became a very strong team.
她们彼此鼓励，彼此安慰，彼此扶持。
They encourage each other, they uphold each other.
特别是在最艰难、最困苦、在孤单的时候，她们还是站在一起。
Especially during the hard times when it's very alone, they still stand together.
不是因为他们有多坚强，而是因为他们不能倒下去。
It's not because that they are very strong, it's because that they cannot fall.
他们有使命感。
They have a mission.
母亲为了你，为了我，她不能够软弱，甚至都不能生病的。
Mothers, for our sake, they cannot be weak, they cannot even get sick.
母亲她刚强，吃苦耐劳，那么神的恩典也就这样的来托住他们。
Mothers are very strong, they persevere in long suffering, and God bless them because of that.
第四呢，看这位需要安慰的母亲。
Four, let's look at the mother that needs to be comforted.
尽管母亲似乎很坚强，但是有的时候她也真需要被安慰。
Even though mothers look very strong, but sometimes they do need to be comforted.
母亲她也是人，她常常安慰子女，但是她也需要子女来安慰她。
Mothers are human too. She needs to be comforted by her children sometimes.
耶稣被挂在十字架上要断气的时候，他对约翰说：“看啊，你的母亲。”
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he told disciple John, "Behold your mother."
然后他又转过来对他的母亲说：“看啊，我的儿子。”
After that, she turned around and said to his mother, "Behold your son."
母亲什么时候能够得安慰呢？
When is a mom gets comforted?
不是当你纪念她、感谢她的时候。
Now when you remembering her or saying thank you.
你感谢她，当然让她得到安慰。
When you say thank you to her, of course she is comforted.
但是最重要的是，当你行走在真理中的时候，在神永恒的计划中，你找到自己的位置和使命的时候。
Most importantly, when you walk in the truth, when you find your position, your mission in God's eternal plan.
如此你就真正的让你的母亲得到了安慰。
In this way, especially you comforted your mom.
因着你在神的里面，他就放心。
Because we are in God, your mom is relieved.
我的母亲曾经，为我祷告十几年。
My own mother prayed for me for over 10 years.
因为在我兄弟姐妹，我是排行老大，我还有两个弟弟一个妹妹。
I was the eldest in my family. I have two younger brothers and two sisters.
我的母亲就很希望说，在这四个孩子当中，她要把老大奉献给神。
My mother wanted to dedicate me to God.
所以她一直为我的奉献祷告了十几年。
So she prayed for my dedication to God for over 10 years.
最后神当然听了母亲的祷告，也成全了。
Eventually God listened to my mother's prayer and accomplished it.
许多时候当你生病的时候，或者说在贫穷痛苦的时候，你会在心里说，妈妈你在哪里？
A lot of times when you are sick or in poverty and pain, you will say in your heart, where are you, mother?
但愿你在成功的时候，在你得荣耀的时候，人称赞你的时候，你也会想到妈妈你在哪里。
But I hope that when you are successful and you are glorified, when everybody is praising you, you will say in your heart, where are you, mother?
让你的母亲也能够分享你的喜乐和荣耀。
Let your mom share your joy and your glory.
我们应当如何来感谢我们的母亲呢？
How do we show our gratitude to our mother?
多少时候我们希望我们的母亲还健在。
A lot of times we wish that our mother is still healthy and around us.
然而，有很多人，也经历到子欲养而亲不在的一个痛苦。
But we know a lot of people experience the pain of some sons want to take care of their parents, but they are not there anymore.
师母她三岁的时候，母亲就过世了。
Mrs. Ho's mom passed away when she was 3 years old.
我的母亲也过世了，差不多将近20年了。
My mother passed away around 20 years.
我们在台湾过母亲节的时候，在招待桌上，就有两种花，这个康乃馨。
When we celebrated Mother's Day in Taiwan, on the table there are two kinds of carnation, two different colors of carnation.
一篮是白色的，一篮是红色的。
One is white and the other is red.
如果母亲还在的话，当然你就别红色的花。
If your mom's still around, pick the red carnation.
如果母亲已经不在了，你就戴白色的。
If your mom passed away, you took the white carnation.
过去，我也曾经戴过红花。
In the past, I used to wear the red carnation.
那时候好骄傲，我的妈妈还在。
I was so proud that my mom is still healthy and alive.
但妈妈走了以后，我只能够戴白色。
But after my mom passed away, I can only wear the white carnation.
看到好多戴红色花的人，我好羡慕，好嫉妒。
I saw many people wearing the red carnation. I was so envious of them.
也为他们很感恩。
Because they show their gratitude.
趁妈妈还在的时候，好好孝敬自己的妈妈。
We should really honor our mom when she is still around us.
请你要告诉你的妈妈，你是多么的爱她和尊敬她。
Today you should tell your mom how much you love her and how much you respect and honor her.
告诉她你是多么的感激她为你所付出的一切代价。
How much you are grateful for her, whatever she has done for you.
假如她已经离世不在了，也要感谢神。
If your mother has already passed away, you should thank God for her.
因为你曾经拥有过母亲的爱。
Because we once had the love and the blessing from mom.
假如你的母亲 并非你理想中的母亲。
If your mother is not a perfect mother in your mind.
这是极少数。
It's not. It's really rare.
求神也帮助你能够原谅你的母亲。
Ask God to forgive her.
愿主也赐给你力量，能够去爱她，去接纳她。
And ask God to give you strength to accept and love her.
我相信在母亲节的时候，每个人心都惦念着自己的母亲。
I believe that everyone here today are remembering their mom.
对每一个孩子而言，母亲就是最伟大的。
In every child's heart, the mom is the most grateful, great person in his life.
母亲的伟大以及母亲的爱，说也说不完，讲也讲不尽。
The love and the greatness of a mother is beyond description.
最后，我要用一个 mother 这个字啊，这个字母的碑文含义和大家来分享。
I'm going to share with you what's the word mother, a plastic form from the word mother, and it was on an epitaph.
M 是代表他赐给我的百万件的事物。
M is for the millions of things she gave to me.
那么 O 呢是表示他为我日渐苍老。
O means that she's getting old for all the things that she's done for me.
T 是代表他为了为我而流的眼泪。
T is for the all the tears that she shed to save me.
H 是指母亲圣洁而纯真的心。
H is for her heart, purest soul.
E 是说她的双目闪耀着爱的光辉。
E is for her eyes with love light shining.
R 是象征着她总是对的，而且永远是对的。
R means right and right she will always be.
那么把以上六个字母，把它连错起来，就拼成了一个 mother 母亲。
We put all the alphabet together and spell mother.
母亲这两个字的意义，对我来说就是整个的宇宙。
The word mother means the world to me.
那么这段话是一个碑文，是放在肯塔基州的林肯诞生地。
These words are on the epitaph.
但愿我们每个人在每天都应该为自己的母亲来祷告。
I hope that every day we pray for our mothers.
为我们曾经拥有过母亲，或者是母亲今天还健在的感恩。
We need to give thanks that once we had a mother or a mom still around us.
尽我们的本分，好好孝顺。
Do our best to honor our moms.
我们一起低头。天父，我们特别感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
特别是在今天国际母亲节的时候。
Especially today is the Mother's Day.
我们首先要向你感恩。
We want to give thanks to you first.
若不是你的恩典，我们今天就不能够活在这世上。
If it's not for your mercy and grace, we will not be here today.
你赐给我每个人都有一位爱我们的母亲。
You bless us each one with a loving mother.
把我们生下，把我们抚养成长。
They give birth to us and raise us.
母亲永远是那样的呵护爱着我们。
Our mothers always love us and take care of us.
而我们能够回报母亲，实在是非常的这个稀少。
But very rarely we can really give back to our mothers.
我们求主帮助我们，让我们常常纪念母亲。
We ask that we would remember our mothers.
也帮助我们尽我们做子女的孝道。
And help us to honor our parents as as children should be.
好好敬重孝顺我们的母亲。
That we may honor and respect.
因为这是神所喜悦的。愿主帮助我们，让我们能够成为神所喜悦的人。
That we may become children of God.
也愿你祝福每一位做母亲的。
May you bless every mother.
让他们有坚强的信仰。
That they are faithful.
有强壮的身心灵。
That they may be healthy.
能够活着活在神的光中，活在神的爱里面。
They may walk in God's light.
让他们得蒙神的祝福。
And that they may be blessed by God.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
耶稣基督圣名所求。
Pray in Jesus' name.